Hello, good morning. You're tuned in to CNBC TV 18 podcast and I'm Anisha Jain. Well, it is the day of expiry today and we have seen quite a bit of volatility ahead of that because remember, the Nifty yesterday closed below the 10,700 mark, below the 50-day moving average. The Sensex also closed 400 points off the day's high and only 8 or 9 Nifty stocks actually managed to close in the green. OMCs were coming under a lot of pressure, so the likes of HPCL, BPCL, IOC were down anywhere between 5-10%, while IT stocks actually supported the markets given the rupee weakness. But if you're looking at the cues coming in from the cash volume front, the FIIs as well as DIIs, both of them bought in the cash market yesterday. So the FIIs bought around 67 crores, while the DIIs, they bought around 84 crores. So not very disappointing cues coming as far as the cash flows is concerned. But remember, it is just a day ahead of expiry, so not much can be made out of this. But other than that, if you're looking for cues for today, first up, from the mother markets, the cues are a tad bit weak because remember yesterday afternoon we were looking at the Dow futures, which was down about 200-240 points at the start of the trade in the US markets. They quickly reversed given the fact there were positive statements easing out a bit of trade tensions. Remember, the US administration said yesterday that the crackdown on Chinese tech investments was less restrictive than expected. They said they are not going to single out the Chinese investments and they will only stop it or restrict it in case there is some transfer of sensitive technology. So that actually eased a lot of nervousness and we saw Dow jumping around 285 points in the green. But then the technology stocks and the financial stocks in the US market actually came under a lot of pressure and the result is that the Dow closed 165 points lower, the S&P down about around 1% and the Nasdaq losing 1.5% given the FANG stocks were coming under a bit of pressure. The European markets actually closed in the green, but that is because they did not see the reversal that we saw in the US markets towards the end. And that's the reason we see all the European markets ending in the green, though the futures as of now for Europe are showing a bit of red tick. Red tick is actually shown across Asia as well, because the last time I checked, Nikkei was trading 0.5% lower, while the likes of Shanghai as well as Hang Seng were coming under a bit of pressure, suggesting that SGX Nifty will also make a start in the red. Other than that, for the local cues, yes, of course, it's the day of expiry. And as of now, we are trading 65 points lower than what we started the expiry at. So that will be important. Let's see where we close the month at. But other than that, mid-caps will surely be in focus. Remember, yesterday they were underperforming, closed around 1.5% lower. And today there is this news regarding additional margin requirements for 19 F&O stocks, and that might just act a bit of dampener. Other than that, a rupee ended at 68.61, the lowest level that we have seen against the dollar since November 2016. So that is definitely not good news. Good news, yes, for the likes of pharma and IT with export exposure, but other than that, might cause a bit of weakness. Other than that, Brent crude is also above the $77 per barrel mark, so that might also add a bit of dampener. But in terms of important levels to watch out for, 10,650 as per experts is an important support level, while on the upside we have the 20-day moving average at 10,751 that might act as a bit of resistance on the upside. But other than that, a lot of stocks will be in focus. As I mentioned, there will be stocks which will be seeing the effect of the additional margin requirement, the stocks like CESC, GMR, IRB, Infibeam, TV18, Reliance Capital, Walkart, IDFC Bank, to just name a few. These are the stocks which have been put under additional margin requirement, so these will be in focus. State Bank of India has their AGM today, so let's see what important statements come out of that. Shoppers Stop will be in focus because India Ratings has upgraded their short-term debt by a notch to A1 positive. Mercantile Limited, a positive news there as they have received the mining lease for exploring oil discoveries from Government of Gujarat, and this is for a period of 20 years. Other than that, a positive news for Exide Industries as well, wherein they have signed a joint venture for manufacturing, assembly, distribution of lithium oil batteries, so strengthening their production line there. Udaipur Cement Works will be in focus because there's a board meet to consider issue of NCDs up to 200 crores. Capital First also saw a bit of capital raising of around 100 crores. So all of these stocks will remain in focus, but fasten your seat belts because it is the day of expiry and it is expected to be a topsy-turvy ride today as well.